blooded bastard. I'll tell you what I think of it. I live to see you eat that contract. But I hope you leave enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine! Ah!
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Right.
And he's in.
I like to party fucking hard! I like my rock and roll the same! Don't give a fuck if I burn out! Don't give a fuck if I fade away! Back to the murder league with me! Before I'm forced to face the wrath of a well-refined public who live vicariously through tortured artist college drugs for punching macho pablum. Back to the morning I go. What thought I drew a lucky hand turned out to be a live grenade. Oh my god, oh shit. Play acting anarchists and mommy's little skinheads. Death with a single fence and winners struck a straight edge. Fuck off, who cares? I'd rather have my triptychs than listen to your bullshit. Fuck off, who cares? About your stupid scenes, your shitty scenes, your straw man you build up to burn never ceases to amaze. And as I'm suffering a perfection, reminds me of my own race. Redress my own debt is the real mouth feet, eating hats, teeny balls. Amish phone books, drunken brawls. What have we here? 15 years later, it's the reeks of swill and chicken conformists. Fist in the air! Like father likes the rebels, put it on corn M&M's and biscuits. Lord, hear a prayer. Take back your Amy Grandma Scrooge and forever politics. Blow dry
my hair
and stick me on a 10-speed. Back to the motor lead. Back to the motor lead. Back to the motor lead. Yes, life is just a popularity.
Stock personnel, front checkout, stock personnel.
Fuck!
Yeah, we back again. Let's go!
Throw your fist in the air, oh, come on. Throw your fist in the air.
のプレイヤー跳ねのけるプレイバック一度しかない
tonight 一度しかない tonight
決して増えない見てるのは way up 試されない smack it down
諦めたら終わりの key 限界なんて out of my way
Nobody gonna stop me now
Episode 233, Raise Your Fist. Gower's on the phone lines because my laptop apparently is taking a shit so hard.
Yeah.
So then I hooked it to my fucking desktop, but I don't have a mic and it like or a camera. I don't know, dude. Been one of those days, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's going on, man? How's everybody doing out there? Hope your struggle is a lot less real than it needs to be. It's all easy shit, I hope.
We've been struggling pretty hard as of late with the whole corona, and yeah, now Breanne Taylor's death. Riots are happening again. Raise your fucking fist. You still there, buddy?
It's a scary time, people. It's a scary time, people. There's never been a more important time to raise your fist and to stand up and to speak out and to fight in the streets for what's best and what's right. But the problem is that they've done such a great job of convincing all of you fucks that it's us versus each other instead of all of us versus them.
That's true. They want to keep you divided, and yeah, we got a party soon, Gower. I've been fucking putting my nose to the grindstone way too hard. They're just getting drunk for no reason. It sucks, man.
Not for no reason, because you've been working your ass off.
No, I know. Yep, that's
true. But speaking
true.
Of working your ass off, I heard you just got like a Black Mirror in your house.
Pretty much. You should hear these fitness bot emails I've been getting. It might be a cult. I might have just ruined my life.
Yeah. Did it come with like a...
I know you're excited about your tunnel, but you might ask permission if you're going to post a video on social media. Of the installation. What the fuck, man?
Don't forget to include these hashtags.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. But what are you going to do? Can't go to the gym. I guess you could go to the gym now. But you'll probably, you know, sweating in the vid and die.
I don't know, man. It's like, it all depends on, like, each individual city seems to, like, be doing its own thing. Like, I took my kid over to the skate park today, and, like, their playground's open, and people are playing bocce ball and shit, and it's just weird.
It is. It's very weird. We just went out to sushi just because Chico, it's a dystopian. Actually, it was not that bad this time. But the last time I went, 2 weeks ago, the city park was just all homeless people. And like no one was in any fucking restaurant. And just, dude. But they put this like multi-million-dollar facade thing downtown, you know? Anyway,
that's gnarly.
It's pretty awesome, dude. Right across the street from the Mighty Zephyr entrance, which I texted you because we were sitting right across from it. Good old Raw Bar. Anyway,
nice.
If you're riding in the streets, raising your fist, I don't blame you, man. It's a fucking tough world.
And that goes for everybody out there, okay? We're not talking about one side or the other. If you're out there and you're fighting for your rights, good on you. Let's try and find ways that we can unite together as the citizens of this country and fight for a change that makes us all have a better place to live in. Not a better place for you or a better place for them, but a better place for us.
Yeah, and to the business owners getting their stores looted, what can you say? 2020.
That's what insurance is for? I don't know. I mean, you know, that's the other thing. Like, I get it. Like, there's a certain element, you know, it's like Sublime talked about, right? When shit goes down, it's like, it's not a matter of it being a local business or whatever. It's a matter of it being a target and a place to acquire assets and goods that you normally can't get because you're economically depressed. Right?
That's true.
That's why it's happening. Not because, you know, they're breaking into the fucking Rite Aid because they need Pampers.
Yeah, some of them are, but I gotta say,
looting
the Foot Lockers and the...
Well, of course, dealerships. You know, there's people are going to take an opportunity wherever they can find it, right? Now, that car dealership, like the one that you, or not dealership, but the auto parts store or whatever that you referenced, I think that was from, like, the Minnesota riots or whatever. And come to find out that guy was like a police plant and it did it to instigate a fight. So, you know, I mean, it's just, it's a really crazy fucked up world we live in right now.
That I did not know. That's fucking crazy, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah. There's some QAnon shit for you right there.
They just want to burn it down? Wow.
No, they just want to...
This is, you know, like...
they want to, like, poke the beehive and then watch the swarm and then attack the swarm and say it's their fault, right?
Holy shit.
Like, bash a bunch, you know, have some guy dressed up looking like a rider go and bash all the windows out and be like, you guys go in and steal it all, like... F the system and go around the corner and be like, Roger 217, we got 32 people entering right now. Like, come on. I mean, it happens at all levels and on all sides. So that's just one example.
These are going to be your best vocals of all time because we're on a fucking cell phone. We're back to that.
Jesus.
Speaking
of cell phones, like, my cell phone was acting weird the other day. All of a sudden, I was like, you know, I should probably just, like, plug it in and, like, because it kept saying it needed an update. So maybe I'll just, like, plug it in and do the update. And it just, like, completely died and I lost everything. Like, a phone I had for, like, 3 years, like, 5,000 pictures and videos and whatever. Just gone instantaneously. Everything.
Well, I'll also say the Motorola Z3. It only lasted 4 months until I got the black screen of death, something common in those phones with no resolution.
Oh, yeah.
I had a Motorola Z2 that lasted a year, and then I upgraded because of... Ah, fuck, man. So now I'm on an LG something.
Sounds life good or what?
No, it's not, because I don't get to party with you, man. Drinking a delicious Track 7 Panic IPA leftover from last week's Drunk Fest. Last weekend. Oh, the Niner injuries, the random deaths. It's just like taking its toll, but I refuse to go down. Anyway, we're going to play some more music. Raise your motherfucking fist. Here it comes. Rhyme.
And raise a glass of treason.
I don't walk, I stalk, living foul like pork. Shutting down underground streets in New York. Hawk, that's what the niggas call me, get the RB. Sucking my dick and on my motherfucking palm tree. I know they have, so I laugh with them. A bloodbath when I let the fucking rap hit them. Full clip, but only half dead them. That's all it took, another crook taking out over a dirty look. I bag niggas, put niggas to try and shot dead. You ain't taking the fucking thing from me but hot lead. You know my style, faggot. I'm always scheming. In jail, niggas was holding the six screaming. Police! But you got no peace. It was just you, big man, and a lot more grease. All I get is that. Cause niggas want none of this. Back streets are like track meets, cause I be running this.
Pump your fist like this. Come on.
Come on.
Pump your fist like this. Come on.
Come on.
Pump your fist like this. Come on.
Come on.
Pump your fist like this. Come on.
Come on.
Pump your fist like this.
Come on.
You rockin' with a
dog, diggy dog, dang, 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 diggy, 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 dog, diggy, dog, dang, 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 diggy, diggy, dog, diggy, dog, dang, dang, dang.
I got a blood type of ill flow and still go for days. Don't you know I could kill your ass in many ways? Watch you die slow without so much as a blade. Leave you in the crib till your neighbors notice the stink. Push your blood like ink, write my name on the wall. Dark man, X, death to the ball. Trump niggas call, begging for their life. And I just fuck that bitch that you call your wife. She live in tripe and that's just how I want them. And it's fucking me, see my man get up on them. That's why I keep them, lay them, slide. Taking mad motherfucking hoes on the ride. With the skin fly, like a Ferrari. Lurking, irking, blast your ass. Cause you jerking my dick, my wreck. Must bust the check, off up in your ass. Blast through your neck.
Bump your fist like this, come on.
Come on.
Bump your fist like this.
Yeah.
Diggy dog, diggy dog, dang, dang, diggy,
yeah.
Diggy dog, diggy dog, dang.
diggy dog, bang, bang, diggy diggy.
The way that I be flipping, niggas can't understand. Niggas be like, dog, I thought I was your man. You shouldn't have thought, and that's what you get for thinking. Figured, cause I knew you, I wouldn't get you niggas stinking. I'm the only offspring of a bad breed, motivated by a mad greed. I make the bad weed, a bad seed from a rotten apple. Preacher talk shit, get popped in the chapel. Flavor like Snapple, you can all get some. Cause it's all good in that hood I'm from. I beat a nigga dumb, and do him real dirty. Me and my peeps, all my peeps at 7:30. Out to lunch forever, won't be back. Don't know how to act, so we attack in the pack. Get the fuck up, that's how that do. That's how that do, that's how that do, baby.
Pump the fist like this, come on,
come on.
Pump the fist like this, come on,
come on.
Pump the fist like this, come on,
come on.
Pump the fist like this, come on.
Come on.
Like
you rockin' with the dog, diggy dog, big bang, big bang, diggy, yep. Diggy dog, diggy dog, big bang, big bang, diggy, yep. Diggy dog, diggy dog, big bang, big bang, diggy, yep. Diggy dog, diggy dog, big bang, big bang, diggy,
come on.
Placed first and third in the 200-meter dash at the Games in Mexico City. As the national anthem played, rather than hold their hands over their hearts and face the American flag, they bowed their heads and raised black-gloved fists in a silent protest. Both men removed their shoes and wore black socks to signify black poverty. Smith also wore a black scarf around his neck, saying it was to represent black pride.
Power that exists. Raise your fist, raise your fist.
against the power.
Raise your fist.
The press of power at its fist. Raise your fist.
Raise your fist.
Against the power.
Raise your fist.
The press of power. Against the power,
raise your fist.
For the power that exists, the press of power that exists.
In the motherfucking mosh pit. For those of y'all who don't know what a mosh pit is, it's just a bunch of drunk, ignorant motherfuckers getting the shit whooped at them to some music, you know what I'm saying?
Throw them in the mosh pit, stop them in the mosh pit, swing your motherfucking fist and beat them in the mosh pit. Throw them in the mosh pit, stop them in the mosh pit, swing your motherfucking fist and beat them in the mosh pit.
It's the juice up in the club, so raise your set high in the air and show me love. We drinking beer, we smoking beer. Just alive and 3-6 mafia in your ear. We sipping syrup, you might get hurt. We snatching bitches, beating them down in the dirt. We dumping fur, we throwing chairs. So if you're scared, get your ass up out of here.
Let's show them goals, let's swing them bows. Take your shirt off and commence the whooping hoes. We got the danger, good for a stranger. Them boys scared to fuck with us, but I don't blame them. They swinging knives, they popping guns. Roll with the punches, motherfucker, no run. Swing back, swing back, pop back, pop back. Clear the room, motherfucker, like click, click, boom.
Throw them in the mosh pit, stop them in the mosh pit. Swing your motherfucking fist and beat them in the mosh pit. Throw them in the mosh pit, stop them in the mosh pit. Swing your motherfucking fist and beat them in the mosh pit. Throw them in the mosh pit, stop them in the mosh pit. Swing your motherfucking fist and beat them in the mosh pit. Throw them in the mosh pit. Swing your motherfucking fist and beat them in the mosh pit.
Here I come, an only son. I'm going straight out the ghetto to number one. I'm getting higher, I'm on fire. So all you haters better get ready to retire. I'm on the scene, I keep it mean. I went from having no cheddar to bling bling. I got some ice, I'm never nice. And I'm a killer, so don't make me say it twice. Straight out of Memphis, can I get a witness? And I be looking for the chickens with the thickness. I'm here forever, any kind of weather. You say you don't take advice, you fucking
effect of a plane. This is the real. Don't like the feel. Then get back off in the kitchen where you can chill. I roll with killers and drug dealers and all the others. I kick it with bout they skrilla. Throw them in the mosh pit.
Yep.
episode 233, Raise Your Fist, coming at you.
Coming at you like a riot.
I don't know. That's why I was never a singer in a band, y'all.
He was actually a singer in a band, Delta 9, back in the day. He's a Chico legend. We may have had one show, but I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
Spotted Greg Gardea and his mega dreads. And
nice.
I almost acknowledged him, but I'm like, nah. He was like talking to some hippie lady in the middle of the street at Raley's.
Isn't he in some reggae band?
Oh, yes. I'm trying to think of their fucking name. We're such assholes.
Shout out to
Triple Tree. Triple
reggae.
Tree. Shout out.
There you go. Purple Trees.
No, Triple. Oh, the fucking
Triple
fun.
Trees. Irie. Triple Tree. Whatever.
Anyway, wish we could hang, which we probably will next month, I'm thinking. I'm just giving up on the whole living like a hermit shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Fuck. The fires are finally dying down. You know, we can breathe again. And yeah, man. It's been a rough go as of late in the old Cali.
Yes, sir. So.
It's past this guy's bedtime.
No. I was just going to say, I wish that times were different and that we could be out with a fist raised, you know, making a difference. But I think right now the biggest difference we can make is by not doing that, by not doing protests and all that kind of stuff, because it's just going to add fuel to a fire that's going to invigorate those that are against what you're protesting and motivate them to want to go to the ballot box. So the less reasons you can give them, the less ammunition you can provide. The better results you may get, right?
If you can even vote, because they're shutting down the ballot boxes.
Well, I mean, that's a whole other thing, though, right? I mean,
poor neighborhoods.
They make voting inaccessible in the areas where they know people can't get outside of the area very well, right? You know, if you don't own a car, you can't just drive 2 miles down to go vote, right? So, like, in my neighborhood, like, it used to be right down the street at the fire station. Now they can't do that anymore. Now it's, like, 2 miles away and, you know, in a big gym and everyone's staying in a long line because it's the only one for the whole neighborhood now. Instead of having all these little ones all over the place.
Yep, weird shit, and yeah, man. We'll see
which
how it all pans out.
You know, which just makes it, A, it makes it harder for people to access. B, it makes it harder for people to stay motivated to want to do it when, you know, to actually physically cast your ballot and not drop it in the box or something could take you an hour plus just to get to the point where you get your ballot in your hand.
And that's true. Like they bust the old homeless and illegal aliens to the polls, or they shut it down in the poor neighborhoods. Republican, Democrat bullshit. Trying to cope.
Well, I mean, did anyone ever stop to think that those buses, quote-unquote, of people from those neighborhoods are legitimate voters that don't have a polling station and needed and didn't have a ride? So there was an organization that said, like, hey, as a nonprofit, we should help people that can't vote and get them to polling stations so that their voice can be heard. And then maybe somebody twisted that around to make it sound like they're busting in illegals from all over so that they can overthrow the government and eat
your
cheese.
That's a true fact. And actually, they also have dead people vote quite often.
Well,
I'm telling you how Trump's going to fucking win again, and we're just in dystopian nightmare.
Oh, of course. Of course, right?
So brutal, dude. Fuck.
Think about it this way, right? Like, you know, if early voting happen now in California, right? Let's say you can cast your ballot right now today. Okay. Then I did that and walked outside and died of a car accident. They could say that a dead person voted.
No, I don't know about that, man. There's been a lot of fuckery, dude. Especially, remember George Bush and Al Gore in Florida, where they miscounted the votes and all that?
The hanging chad.
It's just like, holy shit, you're telling me that kind of stuff's not going to go down on both sides? I'm sure it is.
Well, of course it is, because that's one of the biggest gripes of a two-party system, right?
Yes, and we still haven't played that Gutter Mouth song because I know we played it before, which is funny. This might be the one. This will be all Fist songs, though, so. the two-party system.
Yeah.
So hopefully you're not getting fisted in the ass.
Yeah.
In America, like we are.
Yeah, well, I mean, we kind of are, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
What time do you have to wake up, buddy?
I have to be present at work at 7:30 a.m.
Oh, yeah. You stay up hella late then, I'm sure. Like 11, maybe, or 10.
11's pushing it, bro. Like 10 is like, yeah. I mean, there was a period of time there, though, that like 8:30 was like me passing out on the couch.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm a 340 man, dude. It's so gnarly. It hurts, man.
I don't know. It's like these, this quarantine phases, right? Like where there's phases where you go through like the crazy quarantine dreams, right? You have all these really crazy, like vivid dreams. Or there's a phase where you like go through the like super productive and like get stuff done around the house and fix things and clean stuff and whatever. And then there's phases of like impending doom and why the fuck should I do anything? And I don't know. It's just very interesting how now that it's been so long, right? We can kind of be able to reflect back and see like the different emotions and struggles and, like, I remember when it all first started happening and there was a bunch of people hanging out in the front yard and I was like screaming, like, you guys want to fucking kill each other? Like, what are you doing? And now it's like, that's exactly kind of like what we should have been doing is like hanging out outside, keeping our distance. Like,
yeah, but it's funny. Like, I swear the social media and the stupid politics and all that shit divide you, and the coronavirus fears of catching it from some neighbor or something. It's a fucking bleak, weird, antisocial nightmare. I don't even know what to say, dude.
Right? Yeah.
I do know I'm going to need one more beer after this talking segment because I thought this you had to get up at like 6 or something or 5:30.
We're definitely doing another talking segment.
Oh, yeah, we are. I'm going to have to get another beer first. But anyway, yeah, raise your fist in the street, fight the system. Yeah, man, there's some pretty badass fist songs.
Yeah.
I think you'll listener.
I'm sure you're going to get it all the way up to the wrist, kids.
That's right. Here we go. Fisting and treason.
Right. Who's got more heart than you?
No one.
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 Of all the questions I've asked myself, this answer I must prove. You're just letting painfully back if you're not striving forward. Some think they know where you're supposed to live. Let them swallow their words. Make your stand. Burn the bridge to the place where you
Push-pop.
I don't know.
What's a push-pop?
I don't know.
What's a push-pop?
I've been to the bowels of the internet and I've never seen a push-pop.
God, just tell me, what's a push-pop?
It's a whole hand up an ass, David. Is that what you want me to say?
Two hands. God.
Two hands. Pushing the pop. Pushing the pop. Is that what you want me to say? I'll send you some links.
We'll be right back.
social security number too.
Episode 233. I just recorded that, by the way. raise your fist. We're closing out the show. This guy's right, ready to leave America. He's had enough.
Well, so I was saying off the air here was that I'm a firstborn American, and fortunately enough, that means my family actually was from Ireland. And so, Northern Ireland to be specific, which makes it for a very interesting thing. Because of my direct lineage, I can actually apply to become a citizen of the nation of Ireland, right?
Well, you better go to the Isle of Man race, you son of a bitch.
So here's the, well, no, but this is where it gets really interesting, okay? So I can apply to become a citizen of Ireland, and if I become a citizen of Ireland, I'm also a citizen of the EU, okay? Now, simultaneously, I can also apply, because my family is from Northern Ireland, I can also apply to become a citizen of Northern Ireland, which is owned by Great Britain, which makes me part of the British Empire as well, which just, you know, broke, you know, the Brexit there, right? Which would mean that I could legally have passports that would allow me open travel between all of the European nations.
DJ Gower, he's not patriotic whatsoever at this point. He's had enough with the U.S. and, yeah, George Washington.
Well, here's the deal, right? it's, I would love to stay and I would love to fight, but I really, I don't know. I lost a lot of good friends, and I think that it's a damn shame that people have gotten so worked up in their heads over all this shit. Part of it has to do with social media. Part of it has to do with social media and quarantine. You know, all of these things are going to play a factor, but just watching people just fucking unravel about shit that it's like, really? Really? You care that much about politics, right? About what the president does or what says the, you know, White House or whatever the fuck it is, right? How many times have you gone out and volunteered in your community? How many times have you gone out and, you know, like, been a pollster or done whatever, right? Like, where's your involvement been other than throwing up a fucking Facebook post here and there, right? So, keyboard warriors aside, like, let's not lose sight of what the real issues are.
Absolutely. I have a super hardcore Democrat liberal coworker, and he's always trashing Trump because the guys like Trump, like the other guys, you know. But he's, right, like, obsessing over Trump more than anyone ever. It's like, I'm just like, I think it was yesterday, I'm like, you really love Trump because that's all you look at, right? So I got to be prepared for Facebook and the arguments and stuff.
Oh my God, dude. Like,
he's like an East Coast guy too, and he's like, you know, I bust the balls, and you know, like, I don't know, man. Drinking a Union Jack now, Firestone IPA. It's magical.
That sounds magically delicious. I'm drinking a, speaking of the orange commander, right? I'm drinking our resistance that exists out there, and also the newest amalgamation of our military branch, Space Force Hazy IPA by Fort Rock Brewing here in Sacramento. It even has a picture of the Winnebago from Spaceballs and of the Trump balloon that flew over London when he visited there.
Just got to make a comment. It just got on the mic and echoed over you talking. I just farted in the mic. It was so rowdy. We can keep it classy here. Salad and salmon, not a good combo, apparently.
Ooh, yeah.
And Union Jack and Track 7.
Was it a bunch of kale you had or something?
Oh, I had some weird, like, one bite of some sushi salad that was weird and not cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what's going to happen now that you have a Black Mirror, and, like it's going to turn on and be like, hello, Grant, you haven't used me in a while.
That's right. I'm ready because I'm a fat piece of shit. I'm lonely. I love watching sports and playing said sports games simultaneously. It's like, Jesus. Baseball or football? While I watch it live.
Like playing Madden while watching football?
Yes, that's what I do, like, yeah, every Sunday for like 10 hours. Well, I actually stopped last weekend. That's what I did the first weekend. Got the NFL Sunday ticket. All the games. Like,
you know, it's funny. Like, it's funny how people can watch football like their whole lives and not even know what they're watching, right?
Oh yeah, like, I love the plays and the all of it, man.
I feel really fortunate that, like, my dad was a big football guy, right? Like, he volunteered on the sidelines of the Oakland Raiders back in the day and stuff, right? So what's cool about it is that when I watch football with my dad, when they're at the line, before anything's even happened, he's like, watch number 32 on the defense. He's going to cut to the right, but look over here. The tight end's going to cut this way, and then the slot receiver's going to do this, and they're going to cut him off, block him, and then it's going to go to him. And by the time he's done explaining it, bam, play just happened, and that's exactly what went down. And you're like, how in the fuck did you see that, old man? But that's just it. He can see the whole field like a chessboard, and that's how it was explained to me. And I think that that's how revolutions have to be fought as well, right? You have to see the whole chessboard. When you get lost in the singular issues and all that kind of stuff, you become a pawn, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's good. Great commentary, but you'll be watching football and drinking pints and American football is probably not even out in Ireland.
Hey, you can get fucking NFL Red Zone there, bro. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And besides, I'd be going to some Premier League games.
That sounds pretty sick, actually.
Yeah.
All right, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Here it was, the Raise Your Fist edition. Rhyme.
Resist the bullshit. Resist the lies. Resist everything. But don't resist the treason. Yeah.
Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Suckle. is something inside.
You're beautiful. And
look like a man. Your face.
Can you feel it? Tension in the air, racism, violence everywhere. Davis, Howard Beach, Bumpers, and Brawley. It a halt now. Is there really racial justice? It's time that we discuss this. I'm disgusted, and I don't trust it. What's this about? New evidence brings doubt on who took King out. Must have had clout. He took the Kennedy route. Witnesses, stories contradict and conflictions made black men say it had to end. It won't happen again. Pump your fist. Can you hear me? Hitting home. Knowledge is the danger zone. Hypocrites start to panic. They get frantic. Power generated by the truth. It's time to educate youth. The lust for money is out of control. Here's proof. Drugs, always a tragic ending. And at the risk of spending time in jail, caught on a bum cell, they persist. Knowing death's the risk. Ignorance is bliss. They kill their race and jump their face. They deserve to get dissed. Pump your fist. Happened in the past has made us walk a path made by slavery. No bravery we lost, our unity our source of power, and we lost all race pride in our Holocaust. It's my creed, I'm from a stronger breed. My ancestors indeed had to bleed, whipped till they were free. Now I look back and say, how did we allow physical slavery? Never again, I vow. Pump your fist. But are we free? In actuality, let's talk reality. Can't you see? The sickness that eats you up like cancer. And money's not the answer, won't advance you. Why take a chance? You're just a lame, selling drugs for fame. That's the weak man's game. It's a shame. Got chains on your brain, you're giving drugs to kids and living half your life in prison. God's forgiven, but you gotta work with him. Collusion.
No racism.
Delusion.
History.
Erased it.
Lives.
Wasted.
Victory.
Tasted.
Drugs.
Face it.
Knowledge.
Wisdom.
Education.
System.
Blurry.
Vision.
Liar.
Dism.
Voice.
Loud.
Black.
Proud.
Truth.
Vow. No sellouts allowed.
Clear the way. Clear the way. Clear the way.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And Treason.